to our Emunah class. Emunah is our future with practical spiritual mastery. We're very excited to be here together with you in our wonderful studio in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. We are here, thank God, in the blessing of Rav Shalom Oreh Shlita. We pray for his full recovery. We dedicate the Shia to his wonderful health. We need him. This is a week before Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is someone who brings refuah. We're connected today to Hod Shebenetzach. And next week will be Hod Shebehod. That will be a week from now. It's exciting. Yes, all our different platforms are kicking off. All our different Facebooks. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the Zeres Shimshon for giving us the opportunity to join your platform now. Everyone should go subscribe over there. We're just going to put a nice YouTube flow over here. Let's see how it looks. Yeah, I like that. And we want to just thank you all again for making time in your life, in your soul, for the New Light class with Rav Shalom Oresh's teachings by Ellie Goldsmith, United Souls, collaborating together with EmunahLive.com. And we want to dedicate this 103rd, 4th class to all of you. These are days of Sfira, for Shlema, to Avra Baschana. She needs a full healing, wonderful, good person. And she's had miracles, thank God. The prayers are working. She messaged me to say she's recovering. And so keep it up. Don't forget myself. I was sick before Pesach and during Pesach. And after Pesach, it's just healed. Ani Hashem Rafecha, Chodesh Iyar. I let the drops of rain go in my mouth, put the tongue out. Sorry to do that live, but that's what I had to do. That's what you have to do. Get out the drops of rain, come on your tongue. And there's a healing energy that comes in. And thankfully, all the prayers, all the health, all the medication that I had to take. I try to stay away from medication, but in this case, it was getting pretty intense. The sciatica left, and I feel amazing. It's such a great feeling, the transition from not feeling well in such pain, all the down the spine, the side of my body, and now to be able to feel fully healthy, it's a blessing. Thank you. Ginger and honey, yeah, also that as well. Okay, to the soul, Avichai Yeshua Ben Chaya, Ben Yeshua Avram, we just got a message this week, unfortunately passed away, so we have to Ben Chaim B'chaim, we have to pray for that soul and dedicate this class. To the D family, obviously, everyone knows about that now. By now, last few weeks, we've been speaking about this terrible tragedy that happened on Pesach. And to Lucy D and Maya Rina, keep dedicating. There's lots of opportunities. Rabbi Leo D just befriended me on Facebook. So we now have the opportunity to hopefully help expand what he's doing for his family. I hope you guys on YouTube are hearing me. Give me a shout out. Facebook, say something. Instagram, say something. Brezov.com, we should not forget you guys. Thank you, Hashem. You put up a class finally. Yeah, a little bit slow, the team down there, but they're getting to work. And we thank God we have the podcast going on here as well, the audio, so we can put it up straight away and hopefully get the video version up soon for Spotify and all those amazing platforms. So yes, this is Real Emunah Tuesday. We're back in the studio. Excited to be back here. Been a lot of struggles seeing that Rav Oresh wasn't able to make it this week. And we need to keep praying that he'll be able to be there for Lag BaOmer, for the Hadlaka, hopefully back in the studio for Emunah class. We'd like to be able to really announce the Emunah Tour 2023 coming to you in person. It's looking like after the 3 weeks before Elo and Chodesh Menachem Av, we'll be able to make it to Dill, to New York. But nothing's confirmed yet. To be confirmed, so stay tuned. Join us at EmunahLive.com for the updates. We welcome all our guests to the Holy Land that join us online. We'd love to have physical guests. I've got an open chair here. Someone want to come in, let me know. We'll try and make it happen. It's easy to just do a class together. And that would be awesome to get back to that amazing energy of having guests in the studio like we did for all those 90 or so Emunah classes, rounding off with Nissen Black, Rudy Rochman. This is the kind of caliber of people we had in the studio, Unity Bookings. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the opportunity. Nissen Black lit up the cruise ship a week or two ago. You can check it out on my platform, Unity Inspires Projects on Instagram. Subscribe, follow, all those good things. Keep sharing, keep booking. And yeah, Talmud and Mother Rav, it's amazing. There's new opportunity. I've got a comedian, Ellie Leibovitz, I'm talking to now. Nice to expand what we're doing, bring some comedic styles, as well as we're working on hopefully undoing all the damage that Corona did during the last few years by doubling up the amount of events and hopefully giving up people opportunity to connect in person to inspirational souls, including Rav Oresh. We keep praying for his full recovery, Tilavifka Mas Mash, also a full Shema. And this is the pure elevation to the soul. I have the Ben Chaim Chaim, the Gedaliah's son, Yerachim Daniel Ben Gedaliah. I see he's now bringing guests into his studio, Gedaliah Fenster, and I'm sure it's all a big merit to his son's soul. Appreciate the dedication to the Munna class, the Rav teachings. Good week, healthy, energized summer, filled days. Everyone should be blessed with Amunah, Svira days, showing Amunah Global. We're heading towards Lag BaOmer this week, actually. Before that is Pesach Sheni this Friday. It's a big opportunity, second chance. Everyone gets a second chance. I'm back in the studio. There's a second chance. So last week was by the sea in Ashdod. Beautiful view. Check it out, the class. It was very moving. We had to stand in silence in the middle of the class. And Baruch Hashem, now we can go ahead to the climax of the Sfira with Lag BaOmer, turn around the morning into joy, the morning for the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva we mentioned previously. And we're also going to go into your feedback. Very important. We've got a lot of questions for you guys that built up. That, unfortunately, with Rav Elgrod and Rav Shalom Oresh not in the studio, we're not able to answer all these questions from the Rabbanim. But I'll do my best. Anyone wants to post anything, we'll try. Answer together with Hashem's help, and we're going to learn ahead in a new light. We've got some very practical points to master together. It's not something that I'm able to do by myself. Thank God we have Svarim of holy people we learn together will guide us how to reach levels of mastery in spirituality and real Amunah. Please God, let's go. Your feedback, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi. Thank you for your blessing. We are praying for good health. Yes, people are praying for Rav Shalom Oresh. Shalom, Rabbi. Yes, we need Mashiach now. Baruch Hashem. This is on Eddie Goldsmith's class. I want my Rabbi Oresh to be well. Please bless his whole body. Healthy, please. We had it also in Spanish, people posting. And then Radanu Sadiqim Bahashem. Someone wrote Mashiach now. Thank you, Rav. Wish you health and happiness. You see a general theme, people really concerned for the Rav's well-being. And someone else wrote, Hashem is the oneest master of creation of this universe. Duckwing duck, right? Halal sounds great. Yeah, we put up the halal from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as well as during the Chag. Beautiful quality videos there from one of our partner and one of the students here in the yeshiva. Luz Shavu Tov, Yofer Khan wrote, Yosef Khan, thank you. I love Israel. Naik wrote, Baruch Hashem, Amen Shavu Tov. You have not forgotten your people, Israelites. Andy Roth, Baruch Hashem. What we call money now is actually just debt issued by national government. So we get out of debt by giving away as much of our money as possible to tzedakah and loved ones. Baruch Hashem. Yes, that's right. We're always doing a focus on the Garden of Riches, very important book from Rav Shalom Oresh. We've always put up the full series all the time, the different links, ways to connect to the Garden of Munah series. Natasha Zasov, we will be doing lessons 15 to 100. This is valuable and life-changing. Amazing. What else? Hi, Breslov. My name is Arinda Kabir. My son is Egda Salvador. Thanks to the Rav Oresh. Chodesh Tov Kavoda Rav. Yeah, a lot of people sending names. Right now is a good time to send the name to like BaOmer for the Rav. Hopefully he'll be there. Be able to do the Hadlacha fully, the lighting at the Sion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Moron. Thanks, Rabbi. Thank you, Hashem. When and where will be the class of Aura Florida be? So I sent Gedaliah Fenster's information how to connect with him live. And hopefully we'll be there one day. You never know. I personally would love to visit myself or send some of my speakers. Listen Black definitely makes it there during the year. Hopefully, I think Rudy Brochman and Shlomi Zion. So a lot of the guys I work with, check out my links on our YouTube and Facebook. It's always in the description and Instagram. Put all the links over there, how you can connect to all these wonderful people and bring them in person. I hope the Rav one day will get back there in person. Until then, come join us online. Gedaliah and the Rav is what I sent to them, yes, because we put up also Gedaliah's classes when he was in LA, so that's also in reference to that. And Gedaliah Fenster, thank God, is in South Florida, so I gave the information to connect with him. It's always the beginning, the best is yet to come. Hashem is great, he works in mysterious ways. Shavua Tov, this was in Morocco as well. The Rav just got back about a week ago, and then he wasn't feeling well. This Motz Shabbos, so we pray for him. Hashem created a beautiful man, love, light, covered a Rav, love you, Rav. Shalom, Mabrocha. Yom Tov Lekulam. We got a lot of feedback over the last few weeks because of Pesach as well. Pesach post, Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Shalom, Shalom Rabbi, Shabbat Shalom, blessing, Shalom, Shalom. We mentioned about the shorts going viral. They're even going more viral now. Super Chazak Ubaruch. Rav Avraham Moshe, hello visit. Hashem continue to bless you, Rav Oresh. I love you. Yeah, on the TikTok, there's been a lot of interaction on YouTube, shorts, reels. Keep sharing. We need to keep growing all the platform, getting Amunah Global. That's our tagline. I love Israel. God bless. Always big feast for our future king. Count me in. I feel honored and blessed to be part of something so great. Shalom. Thank you. Ashreichem simcha mitim im tu sadikim sadik hador. And then we've got all your questions, a few pages of questions. Everyone out there, check it out. Join us live. Don't forget the True Happiness booklet. Get it at breslov.com. On the back is a beautiful saying from Rav Oresh. Very needed. Very much part of our journey together. Yeah, we want to keep thanking you all for joining us, as well as the beautiful, 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 for your fridge, for your door, anything metal sticks on. I wouldn't put it on the car because it'll fly off. But the point is, what does it say here? Rav Shlomo Oresh says, Amunah, very important parts of our faith. Hashem always loves me and everything will always be good and it'll only get better and better. Interestingly, I might be featuring soon on my daughter's YouTube and other platforms, Spotify, etc. We're going to be doing some unusual reactions, which I have never done before. So it's going to be her platform, her focus. So keep a lookout for it. I have sent my daughter's YouTube link around before, and it might be interesting for people who are into hearing how Amunah affects how we view the content online nowadays, the new kind of vibes of what's going on in the world. We're going to cover people like Andrew Tate and Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro, Russell Brand, Joe Rogan. It's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. Anyway, let's go into the teachings of Rav Shlomo Oresh. Always so much to discuss. And one more point is a new Relationship Flow podcast episode. Check it out. And hopefully tomorrow I'm going to put up a new Unity Flow podcast episode about all the updates of Unity bookings, as well as updates in Relationship Flow. Just keep checking out the Flow podcast, as well as our Amunah is our future Breslov podcast. Thank God it's grown massively and it's got hundreds of listeners. Thank you. Now, let's go. Here is Rav Oresh setting out. On the way, practical spiritual mastery. This is what we're doing today. Exciting. I don't have anyone to stop me, so I'm going to go as long as I want. hopefully the studio team won't mind, and especially the website team, because they asked for 15-minute classes. I don't know why. But it's all good. We love them too. And if you guys on YouTube are hearing me, I know it's not so clean, the lens. That's why maybe from now on I'll have to flip the camera and we'll have it round the other way. Get a new cover or something. Just a bit blurred, not my style. No. Okay, we've always been improving things here, and that's part of growth, and your feedback makes a difference. There's only a few people watching Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, so give some love, give some feedback. And we are discussing here on page 300, the just beginning of 299, end of 299, setting out on the way in a new light. How do you take the initiative to learn material that's relevant and desirable for your present purpose? Says Rav Oresh on page 300, of course, you must focus on a single topic. Take a few books and deal with that subject. So we take a few books of Rav Oresh, or take a few books of the Gemara, the Talmud. Right now we're learning Sota, and we're going to be transitioning in Seder Noshim to Gittin and then Kedushin, rounding off those books that you can be the Talmud. Or here, let's see what Rav Oresh says as examples. Same books that deal with Vayis, such as the well-known books, Orcha Sadichim, Chavos Lavavos, Rabbi Nachman Sefer Amidos, Rabbi Notan's Lekuti Yetzes, Rabbi Elezer Papo's Pelayoetz, and learn only the parts that deal with your topic. Take a notebook and a pen, a pencil and a ruler, and begin to go through the books that you have chosen. Categorize the material that you're learning under the following headings. So I remember taking many righteous people's books that they are learning, including Gedalia Fenster. I'll put him in that list. His book is eaten up, especially this book, and you like, I gave him the first time he got the book. I had the first copies that we were brought into America, and I gave him one, and it was eaten up by the year I came back, and in 2 years, even more eaten up. Underlined, noted, learned, memorized, condensed into sayings like he's so wisely able to do, as well as more righteous people like in Yerushalayim. I take their Lukuti Maron or Sfas Emes or other books of theirs, and I see they're eaten up, they're underlined, colored, everything's organized. Amazing. They really learn the book. This is practical spiritual mastery that we're learning today. How you have to learn the Torah, you have to go through the Sfarim, you have to go through these holy books. Breslov.com, check it out. The importance of the topic is the first point. Yeah, you have to figure out why is this so important. That's the following headings that we're going to go through now. One, the importance of the topic. Two, the advantage of mastering the topic. Remember, we're mastering spirituality today. Three, the losses caused by not mastering the topic. Four, advice on attaining mastery and progressing. Five, which elements keeps a person from mastering this topic and progressing. Six, summing up and helpful dictums with which to continue to work and pray. So you're going to have to read all the 300 pages before to appreciate how much there is to this point, this last point of working and praying. It's an inner will. It's an inner development. It's not something which is chick chuck. It's not like easy come. It's because easy come, easy go. It's internalization. It's years of work. As Gedalia always says, I put the hours in, and all the more so if Shlomo Morish Shlita has put the hours in. He's put in the time and exposed us, and that's the kind of focus we all need, all of us. Thank God everything's working beautifully. Thank you, Hashem. We thank you, Hashem. We switched it up. We made the old phone, the Instagram, and the new phone for the YouTube, but I need to get probably a slight change with the lens over there. But it's all amazing. We've got the Facebook link. Everything's working. And we're going through now a 6-prong plan, how to get to spiritual mastery. Everybody needs help with this. So we'll start again. Number one, the importance of the topic. Yeah. Figure out each book, what's the importance of the topic. The advantage of mastering the topic. How's it going to make a difference? Make this real. The loss is caused by not mastering the topic. You're going to lose out if you don't internalize this concept. Example all the time in Shalom Bais. How much do we have to keep fighting for our marriages and for our soulmate? How much do we have to put energy day after day? If we get the message, it's quicker and easier. Like Gedalia always said, you have to learn how to get up quickly because we're going to fall. But the real key is not trying to prevent the fall, trying to get up quick. Once you fall, learn what caused the fall, and then you won't fall again. Advice on attaining mastery and progressing. Yeah, which elements keep a person from mastering this topic and progressing? All the time, there's preventations. Like, you want to try learn something, just even making the time to learn something. Yeah, nowadays, who has time to read? That's what people say. Everything's visual. That's why we're doing these classes online. It's so important to bring alive the concepts in a visual sense that we should experience. And as you go further into learning, for example, Daf Yomi, you go to the Merkaz Daf Yomi in the 8-minute Daf, or now they call it Merkaz Daf Yomi of Eli Stefanski, and you go over there and there's all these visual aids helping you learn how to connect into these concepts in a real way. This is the kind of like advantage we have of internet, that we can now learn online everything with visual aids. So if people find it hard, you have audiobooks, you can check out the audiobooks of the Gan Emunah. Yes, my brother, we'd love to have you come by. Yes, what's taking you so long? That's the question. You got to come by to the studio. Thank God. I was just saying, I want to have some guests. I've been inviting you. I don't even know how long. How long have you been in the Holy Land? 6 months? You going to say anything? You can message her, Basimcha, or send me a DM. Each time you learn and categorize the material and mark the day and each time in your notebook. This is page 300 in New Light. Make the topic memorable by providing your own examples. Visualize applications with striking and vivid imagery. You see, Rav Orish, it's clear that if you're learning, you have to bring it alive. It has to become part of your mind and your heart and your soul and internalization, mastering spirituality in a practical way. You have to create visual aids. And that means with using your mind, the Bhakti River is very strong in this, using your imagination to really understand and internalize concepts, using your power of Dimyon. It's a gift. Every person is called Adam. It comes from the word Dimyon. Yeah, it comes as one of the ways of explaining Adam. Human being has ability to imagine things. So I'm just making coffee and getting situated. I love you too. Thanks for joining. Pleasure. Anyway, use these visual aids. Come back with striking and vivid imagery. You see, this is what it's about. This is our generation. The Rav Orish is being real according to what we need to do now. Write down every idea that occurs to you, whether insights from other books, your own observations and associate thoughts of prayers, and other fine words that Hashem has sent you in your personal work. In this vein, we learn on a number of occasions, Rabbi Nachman speaks to Hashem, may he be blessed with words of pleading and beseeching from his heart. In the midst of his words, he received inspiration, fine arguments, and proper and well-arranged prayers. These were pleasing in his eyes, and he would write them down in order to remember them, so that we might regularly recite them in prayer afterwards as well. Sikhas Aran 1111. By the way, before, one of the guys, I don't know if he's still here, he appeared on Instagram Live. He's over there as ORYAH_, going to do some amazing music. And we'd love to team up at some point, collaborate, another potential person of Unity Bookings. And yeah, he's done some amazing work with Nissan Black recently on tour. These are pleasing in his eyes. He write down in order to remember them, so he will regularly recite them in prayer afterwards as well. Sikhas Aran. Yeah, you go to Sikhas Aran 11, and it's very important that we create well-arranged prayers. Everything needs to be organized and ordered. That's one of the things you think Rav Orish, and Gedalia said this the other day, is a simple Svadish and Moroccan Tzaddik, and it's all very simplified, everything he says. But the truth is, it's so deep, and it's so profound, and it's so impactful, and it's so organized, and it comes from so many layers of Torah learning. of years of espotidus and connecting to Siddiqim and Mitim, righteous in the true individuals, that it's a storehouse of spiritual wisdom, spiritual mastery. It's a storehouse of how to live it in a practical way. And what's so beautiful by Rav Oesh is he simplifies it. I was just by my Rebbe, the Tolna Rebbe, recently, and all he cares about is things that are the simple aspects of life, like your relationship with your family, very much concerned that that should be the priority with me, not how much I'm learning or how much I'm praying. He cares about how am I treating my family? Am I responsible? Am I there? Do I need help? Oh, someone wrote Baruch Hashem on Facebook. Thanks so much. Means a lot. Anyone else want to say anything on YouTube? It makes my day. Anyway, the point is that we want to see the Emun alive, community alive. So we need to share, keep going, keep growing, and get that energy out there so we can keep learning these beautiful svarim. I need your partnership, emunahlive.com. I need you to reach out to me directly. We need to keep growing all these platforms. We need to keep growing Emunah Tor. We need to make sure that we have the ability and the support to bring Rav Oresh to your community and other tzaddikim, other righteous people from emunahlive.com. We need to keep doing these classes. We keep growing this effect that the Emunah books is having on the world. People need values more than ever. It's so clear. The world goes more crazy without it. The more we need to step up and share it. Rabbi Nachman guided others in his path and said, it's good to write one's prayers for oneself. Yeah, Sikha Saran 145. Similarly, it's good to write small notes as memory aid and take sense of one's learning, give them a melody and sing them throughout the day. All these things that Rav Oresh mentioned, Rav Oresh does. Everything he's writing in these books, Gan Emunah, I've seen. I toured with him year after year. I've been with him day after day, hours and hours on planes and cars, all different scenarios in the offices and the houses that we're folk hosted at, all the different places we go to. I've seen him doing a spotless by the beach. All these things, he's got all these things alive. It's all happening. All these advice, all these important guiding moments, these spiritual practical ways to master spirituality. He's doing it, mastering the topic and what causes you to not master the topic, attaining mastery and progressing, mastering this topic and progressing again and again, this concept of mastery. Yeah. And how do you do it? By making memory aids, visual aids. These are practical things. Yeah. You need to constantly associate your thoughts and prayers that Hashem has sent you in your personal work. Yeah. And he says again and again, he brings Sikhs Aran, the idea of remembering things well, to recite them in a prayer afterwards. So pray for everything that you're learning. Internalize it through tefillah. Tefillah creates more and more will, more and more connection, brings it alive. So you start to apply it. Yeah. The whole point of prayer is to change ourselves, not just to talk to Hashem. Hashem wants us to become more close, more like him, more godly, more divine, bring more love, more unity, more peace, more kindness, more goodness into this world. How do we do that? By praying, we meditate, we change, we transform, we become more spiritual, we elevate the physical and become more spiritual. We open our hearts up to the godly soul, to the united souls that's within us. Rabbi Nachman guides us in this path and said, it's good to write one's prayers to oneself. So you have to write your own tefillot. Yeah, and as he said here, small notes, I've seen he's got all the time notes, he's got Sidurim, he's got all the time making notes on Sfarim and books. Rav Oresh, one time he lost one of the papers, this was the only time I saw him upset ever on a tour in a real way, is when he lost his Siddur with all his notes, and then he got another Siddur delivered to him and carried on writing notes on his Siddur. But that was the only time I saw Rav Oresh in all the years truly upset about something, because that's what he cares about. He cares about this spiritual mastery. So to lose that book that he put so much time in on the notes was a big loss for him, and thank God he managed to hopefully replace that with more learning, more time as a memory aid and to make sense of one learning. By the way, anyone out there got the book because it was taken out of shir, give it back, please. I wouldn't want to have the Hakpada of a Tzaddik on me. Give them a melody and sing them throughout the day. Yeah, sing what you learn, make it real. Sing the teachings. That's why we have all these beautiful songs, all these musicians I'm trying to bring you. We're working with wonderful artists who bring alive their music. Want to hopefully invigorate their careers, give them opportunities. Yeah, what are you saying? They're just immature, the people that take the books. Yeah, it could be. But the point is, how do we mature? By internalizing and bringing the songs. That's how we grow up and make life more meaningful. We increase joy. That's the next part of the book, page 301. We're just going to do a little bit more, and that will round off today. We're going to try to get to the 30-something minute mark. I provide a practice arm to help you understand the proper way of learning. This model can be applied to any topic. A person who chooses to work on acquiring the trait of joy must learn every day from books that discuss and teach how to attain that trait. First of all, he should categorize what he has learned, as I described above. To illustrate, I've selected a few passages from two books, Sefer Midot and the Kuti Eitzot. These are books from Rabbi Nachman, yeah? Sefer Midot, they say, I think, with the Rav Tzadik HaKohen did the Pirush on the on Rabbi Nachman's, made it into a compilation of all the different Aleph Beis, ABCD of all the different midot, all the different things to work on through the different concepts of Rabbi Nachman. And the Kuti Eitzot is from Rabbi Nosson, which I have cut to show you the manning or the manner of learning. So we Rabbi Nachman's teachings now explained. Rabbi Nachman ben Feger, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, Zchus Aleinu. Yeah, let's keep the comments positive. Yeah, we're learning. We're not burning. Right now we turned off the fire over here. We've got to like internalize. Hopefully this year in Moran it will be a day of Simcha. The importance of the topic. When a person is joyful, Hashem is with him. Whereas when he is depressed, Hashem is not with him. That's why we have to keep things positive, keep happy. I see you laughing, so that's good. It's great mitzvah to be constantly joyful. Conversely, depression is a great sin. It is the coming from the other side. We call it the Sitra Achron. The Holy One basically hates it. Joy is a person's highest connection with Hashem, that he feels pleasure in Hashem. So that simple joy we see by Rav Oresh and by Tzaddikim, that's the focus. In fact, that he is in the light of the face of the King of Life. Conversely, depression is an absolute disconnection from Hashem, and it is great darkness. Yeah? When we are sad, we're connecting, God forbid, into the other side. We have to keep a positive energy. Happy, happy, smile, joy. That's what it's about. Yes, everyone out there. The advantage of mastering the topic, number two. Yeah, so the first one is importance of the topic. So when he's talking about joy, brings us an understanding that then you can internalize. You can't do it if you're sad. Internalize spirituality. I don't know what this guy's writing, maybe in Arabic, so it's lots of nice things, I hope. The advantage of mastering the topic, when a person is joyful, his heart is open. When a person is joyful, kindness, salvation, success are drawn onto him. Thus, a person who attains joy will succeed in everything he does. Excuse me. He will have abundance in everything and a good income. When a person is joyful, he will certainly be elevated, meaning he will be hired to important positions. When a person is joyful, he attains healing in body and soul. When a person is joyful, he attains peace, meaning that he will have a peaceful home. When a person is joyful, his intellect, the grasp of his mind, and strength, and he attains Torah insights. When a person is joyful, Simcha, the Holy One, blessed be he, rests his presence upon him, so that he attains spiritual, supernal perfection and protection. When a person is joyful, he is able to serve Hashem with love. He attains holy audacity, is able to overcome all obstacles. Chutz b'yazge, yeah? Az to Kedusha, az akshanas to Kedusha. Yeah, these are concepts, stubborn forms of holiness and stubborn forms of righteousness. This is the way we keep strong in our path. Yeah, he's able to come close to the tzaddik, the righteous people like Rav Shalom Oresh. He attains Emunah, attains infinite light, which is what we're learning here, the new light, that the purpose of all. He attains a rectification of the covenant, which is Bris Kodesh, Shemiras Bris, Hashem himself guards the covenant for him. For me, that was one of the most important concepts, Rabbi Nachman's promise in the Kuti Maran, that when you are joyful and you hand this challenge of Kedusha the Bris over to Hashem, Hashem himself will guard the Bris, and then you can just be more joyful. You don't have to worry about it, because Hashem himself is guarding your Bris, guarding the covenant. You're only using it in times of matrimony and relationship flow. We talk about it, connection, intimacy, that's done with Kedusha, with holiness. Other than that, your Bris is Kodesh. You're tuned in. It's a very important concept we're going to go into, hopefully, as we get further along in the Sphere. We get to Yesod and Malchus, the climax of the last week's of Sphere. We'll discuss this more. And then he is rescued from pollution of nocturnal emissions, Lo Aleinu Hashem Shemenu. When a person is joyful, he emerges from exile to freedom. Yeah, so a person's been exiled from his homeland. Lots of Jews no longer living in the Holy Land. Lots of people in the world. And truth is, when Mashiach comes, we mentioned this, the Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is going to spread out over the whole world. So the whole world is in some form of exile. Really, ultimately, it's all going to come redeemed. The whole world is redeemed. That's part of the reason we're in the world, to spread that light, spread that Amun Hashem, and to spiritualize the whole world. Yeah, beautiful concept. So when a person is joyful, he goes out from that exile to freedom. And then we want, imagine if not just a person, but a minion, 10 men, 10 women, 10 people together are joyful. And then imagine 100, 1,000, 10x out, 10x out, all the way to millionim, happy people, a world of happiness, the whole world will be redeemed immediately. He revives other people and by doing so, performs a very great mitzvah. He has children and they do not die also. So that's important. Joy will give protection to your children. And a person joyful and sings, he's able to speak to Hashem, pour forth his heart like water, bodas, and he sweetens judgment. Okay, so we're going to stop here. We'll carry on page 303. This is just the first two points that we discussed. By mastering a topic like joy, Yeah, we want to talk about joy, simcha, happiness. Yeah, this is ivduetz Hashem b'simcha, v'Hashem b'joy. Gili v'rani, we have to tremble and with joy. This is the key to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism, to spirituality, to emuna, to everything. Simcha and emuna once, Rav Shalom Morris said to me on the plane on the way to Miami, he said they're the same aspect. There's no contradiction because my Rebbe, the Talmud Rebbe, was very much focused on simcha and Rav Morris was focusing on emuna. He said they help each other, the same. Same concepts of joy, emuna. You want to get to emuna of relationship with God, intrinsic belief. It comes together with joy, happiness. So my hope is we'll have the strength from this class to master subjects, to really internalize them, to bring them in, to be joyful. It's not always easy. When I was in pain physically, it was very hard to go to shul, to come to work. And I even asked for sick pay. I wasn't able to get it for different complication reasons. To keep being joyful no matter what. Do the class. Don't quit. Don't say, Rav Oresh, bye-bye. Things are getting too difficult over here. It is getting challenging. But I'm going to keep doing the class in the studio. I'm going to bring guests here at some point. Everything's going to work out. Keeping joyful. I'm here now for a few years. And I thank Hashem for every day. Thank Hashem for every opportunity to share Amunah, to be connected to a righteous tzaddik like Shlomo Morish, to be connected to the Garden of Amunah books, to have the opportunity to share Torah spirituality, to be in the Sfira days, to be considered one of the students of Rabbi Akiva, that we can masak in this time, we can fix this time, for honoring each other more, by connecting with each other with love. These are mastering subjects. This week's Shabbos, Parshas Emor, we're going to speak out. Oh, thank you on YouTube. Finally, someone said something. Amazing, beautiful. Whatever you're saying, it sounds great. But the point is that Amunah Emor means to speak out, create that relationship with God, and then we get blessed with beautiful times in the Holy Land, beautiful Nachalot. We get to live in the Holy Land. We get to appreciate the spirituality of what life is about. And we start to tune into our purpose and fulfillment. All the important things come alive. Parshas Emor, we get to the Modos, the beautiful times of year, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all the Chagim. We get to tune into the inner aspects of time. We start to learn more what's going on really in the Parsha of Parsha's Emor. Start to internalize the Kedusha of the Kohanim, the Amek Kulam Siddiqim, but also the idea that Goy Kodesh and Mamlechis Kohanim. We all have the Kedusha of Kohanim. Everyone has the spirituality of being a priest in their own home, in their own circle of influence to spiritualize that circle, to give that light, the new light that we're learning here, to master spirituality and thereby living it, we automatically share it. It becomes part of our natural flow. So even when I'm going to go on reactions with my daughter talking about Candace Owens, Andrew Tate, and all this up-to-date stuff, what's going on online, we're going to hopefully spiritualize that also with Hashem's help. And that's the concept that everything starts to become spiritual. We thank Hashem, even the hat becomes spiritual. Our beard becomes spiritual. If you don't have a beard, our face, our beautiful face becomes spiritual. The eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, the body, the Siris Elyonim. We Mekadesh and Mitar, as we're saying in Siris Om every night. Yeah, we Mitar ourselves. We're bringing down a Shefer Rav, abundance. Ayidei Zeh, Bistol Shefer Rav, Kolamos, and all the worlds and all the heavenly places brings down a Shefer, just divine abundance, just by saying every night that today was the 25th of the Omer, and tonight's going to be what it's going to be, and we're going to keep counting with the third week, with the fifth day, and we're going to go all the way, please God, to next week, to the fourth week, and the fifth day of Hod Shebahod, Lag BaOmer, and we're going to get that elevation, that fiery inspiration that we all need in our daily life. I thank you all for joining us. Please share these links. Share Amunah Global. Don't give up at all in doing your personal mission and connecting and mastering spirituality. Everyone can become a master in their own way, on their own life, on their minds, and how they visualize themselves, how they look at life, their outlook, and your mindset. Someone said to me that open your eyes, the chef is already there. The abundance is there. It's just a matter of reframing and looking at your situation and seeing such abundance and allowing yourself to experience it and thanking Hashem and having the effect of that, the gratitude it brings, the attitude of gratitude brings joy. We have simcha from it. And that's the kind of energy. Then we will not fool. How you want to win this battle that we're in? Netzach, week of Netzach, week of Yerushalayim. We have to be able to win the battle through joy, through energy, through inspiration, through sharing more and more light, more and more good. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for sharing. It means so much. And I can't wait to see you next week at our Muna class. Please God, we're going to go weiter ahead with these beautiful teachings. And we're going to keep sharing all the wonderful good news. When the class will it be on Lag BaOmer? Next Tuesday. I have to see. Maybe I'll delay it till Wednesday. We'll let you guys know. It'll be wonderful Wednesday instead. Either way, it will come out. just for you guys when you need it. Thank you. Much love. Keep sharing.